There's nothing like the smile of a happy child, unless there are some obvious dental problems framed by that smile. A Rogue Valley medical operation set up to help low-income families extended into a school-based dental program a while back. La Clinica introduced the Happy Smiles program to bring dental care to children where they are easiest to find, in school. The program recently secured a grant to allow it to continue for a while longer. Tyler Scott is one of the dentists, and he's La Clinica's prevention and outreach director. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange once again.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Let's get that microphone up. Is it working now? Let's try it again.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. I'm very happy to be with you guys.
Well, it should be microphone 4, I'm thinking. How about that?
Let's see. Are we sounding better?
I don't know. What is going on with the microphones here today? All right. It's the usual microphone. Is it working?
Let's see.
No? Okay, we're going to move you to the other microphone. Can you just swing your chair around to the other side of the table? Let's see how that works.
How are we sounding over here?
Oh, perfect.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
I think something got unplugged in the middle of one of the music sessions. We've had a bunch of bands in the studio lately. My apologies about
that.
No
worries.
Apologies to the listeners as well. So tell us a bit about the overall, for the folks who are not familiar with La Clinica, because they may not live in the Rogue Valley, there are lots of people on our listening service who don't hear us in the Rogue Valley. What is La Clinica all about?
La Clinica is a public health clinic here in the Rogue Valley, providing comprehensive medical, dental, women's health services, and it has expanded greatly over its lifetime and now serving most of our public health needs here in the Valley.
And primarily for what sector of the population you're trying to serve here?
Sure. So in dentistry, we'll see anybody. We take all insurances. We're happy to have anyone. But our primary purpose is for those uninsured or for those who have state health insurance programs. We are there for those who need us most. We see ourselves as a safety net for the community.
How long has the Happy Smiles program itself been going on then?
10 years now. Yeah, it's been a wonderful program that has had increasing success and a broader and broader reach, which is expanding even further now.
And what was it that allowed it to start in the first place? And to give us an idea of the impetus there.
Sure. So it came out of a grant from the Carolyn Walker Reed Fund from the Oregon Community Foundation. But the impetus was the acknowledgement that dental disease is extremely prevalent in our community, especially amongst our children. Dental caries, which is the name of the disease that causes cavities, is the most common childhood disease in the country, and that's true for the state of Oregon. Over 50% of our school children in first to third grade have active dental disease. So that's far more prevalent than any of our other childhood diseases like asthma or ear infections or anything else. Over 50% of our kids have this disease. We saw a need to get out, to educate, to screen, to try to prevent.
And what's the name again? Dental caries?
Dental caries, yeah. And we so often think of dental disease or cavities as something that happens to us. But cavities are just a symptom of an overarching larger disease, which we call dental caries. Caries is a bacterial disease, which results in cavities, pain, infection, among other things.
I have watched dentists try to talk to kids about this. They just kind of refer to things as the sugar bugs. But
is
that what we're talking about?
Yeah, the sugar bugs have specific names like Streptococcus mutans or Lactocinus bacilli, but they are bacteria that live in our mouth that build up into higher and higher concentrations if we're not removing them with brushing and flossing, etc. And those sugar bugs are very good at processing, metabolizing sugar. And the excrement or the secretions after they're done metabolizing those sugars are acidic. So again, if we don't brush and floss and remove those bugs and that acid regularly, it'll start to erode our enamel and make holes in our teeth, which we call cavities.
So all the stuff we were told all those years ago by dentists is absolutely true. So the sugar is going to help them grow, and the not brushing is also going to help them help the decay set in.
Absolutely. Brushing and flossing or mechanically removing these bugs is really important so they're not in our mouth to secrete the acid in the first place. But then also during the day, they build up, and we've got to brush and floss both the bugs and the acid out of there so that our enamel doesn't get eroded and end up with those painful and sometimes unsightly cavities.
You mentioned that 50% of kids in first through third grades have dental caries, but is it something that is not there at other times of life? Is it most prevalent in that age group?
That was just the age that was screened in the 2012 Oregon Smile Survey. And so it definitely is prevalent in other age groups as well. That was just the area where we have the specific information. But no, from my own practice, I can tell you that certainly it's occurring in all ages of children, as early as 1 or 2 years old. And then certainly we know it continues to affect us as adults.
So over the 10 years of the Happy Smiles program at La Clinica, how many schools have you had a chance to get to, and how many students have you had a chance to serve?
Yeah, so we've been in 21 schools over that period of time. We've provided dental education to over 53,000 students, dental screenings for 16,000, fluoride varnish applications to 25,000. Almost 6,000 have received sealants, a total of 18,000 sealants, or about 3 sealants per child. And about 3,000 students have received case management services over that period of time. So it's we feel really good about all that.
And what are you hearing about the outcomes hearing and seeing? I mean, you must be keeping some statistics on what kinds of outcomes you're getting with the patients you're seeing.
Absolutely. It's working. It's helping, which is the good news. We've seen these rates of decay decline over time. Believe it or not, the 52% of children first to third grade that have cavities is an improvement. We used to be much higher than that. So we're seeing a drop in the rate of dental decay. We're also seeing more children get sealants, fluoride, and access to a dentist, but we still have a long way to go. We don't think 52% is an acceptable number. We want to do much better than that.
We're talking to Tyler Scott, who's a dentist at La Clinica, and he's also the Prevention and Outreach Director, which includes the Happy Smiles program at La Clinica, based in the Rogue Valley. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org, or check out our Facebook page, and you can get a look at Dr. Scott's smile himself from the picture we took a few moments ago. So how much did it, how many dentists are involved in the program? How often do you get out to the schools? I mean, are you able to keep up what would amount to an office visit regimen just by seeing the students at the schools?
So it's not as comprehensive as we would have in a traditional office visit because we don't have x-rays, but it's a screening. The dentist used to go. We would take our turns. There's 10 of us now, and we would go to different schools. But the program itself is run by a full-time staff. So we have these wonderful ladies who run our Happy Smiles program who are out there doing the dental education. One of them dresses up like the Tooth Fairy for the kindergartners and first graders, and they are the heartbeat of the program. What is happening now is we have an expanded practice dental hygienist who is our clinical lead in the schools. So she and another hygienist go in, provide those screenings, work with the Happy Smiles team and assistants to gather the information, these metrics that we're following. They actually provide the sealants, they provide the varnishes, they make referrals as necessary. And so that program, we need more people because we're going to more schools, and it's been really successful, this model that we found.
So it sounds like you're seeing, so you're not able to keep up an office regimen. You probably then are seeing larger numbers of people. So, I mean, we're talking this dental hygienist and the staff that's out there with the Happy Smiles program seeing lots and lots of kids over the course of a year.
Yes, we wish we could see every child. We send out a consent form to the parents in the back-to-school paperwork, asking for a consent to do the screening and provide the services. So everyone who returns a signed consent form gets screened. We go right into the schools with the aid of the teachers. We find a good time to pull the kids out, do that screening right in the school so it's convenient for parents and kids. And we are working hard to get those numbers even higher so that we can see even a higher percentage of the kids.
So how often will a child be seen through Happy Smiles?
So once a school year, we go to each school. Once a year, we have our plan. That child might be seen multiple times while we're there at the school for a week or two. They'll be seen for education. They'll be seen for a screening. They might be seen again for their sealant or their fluoride application. But in general, we're getting into the schools once per year.
All right. But you're there for a week, you're saying?
Yeah.
So potentially stuff that is started and recognized on Monday, you could have done by Friday.
Right. That's the idea, yeah, to see them through that process while we're there for the week. We're not providing, you know, dental services in the form of fillings or extractions, anything like that, but we make the referrals as needed to, if the child already has a dentist, we fill out a form and encourage them to go. If they don't have a dentist, we inform them about La Clinica's services, about how they might be able to get insurance coverage for that, and encourage them to come see us.
Tyler, I'm curious about the specialized skills that are necessary for dentistry with children.
Yes.
Particularly children in a school-based setting where they're around other kids and they probably are high in energy and all that sort of thing. So how do you approach somebody who's squirmy, fidgety, all that sort of stuff, and then convince them, okay, you really do need to be still and not bite down on this finger?
Yeah, it's a skill learned over time. There are bit fingers occasionally, but the kids are pretty interested in it. And we win them over by showing them some of the things we're working with, tell them we're going to count their teeth and see if they have any sugar bugs. And that usually gets them to a place where they're willing to cooperate and that they're interested. And by engaging them and educating them, they're invested in their own health. And kids want to know what's going on. And they're very cooperative. They do a good job.
We've had a couple of discussions on the program, it seems, about dental issues and the larger health issues they can lead to. It sounds like dental care left unchecked can lead to health issues far outside the mouth.
Absolutely. It sounds so silly and obvious, but we have a hard time convincing people that their mouth is connected to the rest of their body, and that disease, infection in that oral cavity can certainly affect the health of the rest of our body. So there have been links to diabetes, to heart disease, some links to preterm low weight births in pregnant mothers. But greater than that, the more obvious connection, especially with kids, is that if you have a toothache and you're not sleeping well, that doesn't put you in a good position to learn your times tables or your state capitals. If you've got an excruciating toothache, you're not in a position to really focus on school. So you're not learning well. You're not sleeping well. You may have a dental abscess or infection that your immune system's fighting, and that's not healthy. That is not a state of wellness. And we want our mouth, the gateway to everything we eat, to be healthy. It's really critical for overall systemic health.
Tyler Scott's our guest from La Clinica. Dr. Tyler Scott, he's a dentist and the prevention and outreach director at La Clinica. We're talking about the Happy Smiles program in the Rogue Valley. Was there some danger of the Happy Smiles program coming to an end? Were you starting to run out of additional grant funding or original grant funding?
We weren't worried about it, but it's always reassuring to know that our annual grant has been renewed. We're actually working on becoming less grant dependent by making some changes because we do want to be around regardless of whether that grant is available or not. But we are so grateful to the grant, which allows us to continue this critical work without interruption, without delay. So we weren't afraid about it, but we're certainly grateful to know that we're going to be continuing for the next couple of years.
So a $50,000 grant from the Oregon Community Foundation,
yeah.
Which it sounds like it's the same place you got your original initial startup grant from.
Yeah, it is the same. It falls under the same umbrella for sure.
So you're talking about becoming potentially less grant dependent over time. How could that work? What kind of economic model can you bring to bear that might keep you sustainable?
Yeah, so some of these screening services are becoming reimbursable through state health insurance. So that's one way. As the expansion of the Affordable Care Act and the institution of coordinated care organizations, we previously weren't receiving any reimbursement for those services, and that is slowly changing. That's one model. The other is rather than having the dentists go into the schools, we're having the expanded practice hygienists. So we're having people work at the top of their license to utilize and be most effective in what we're paying people to do, that they're working at the most efficient level of their license.
At the top of their license. So in other words, they're using their skills
At their peak.
At the limit of what they can do.
Yeah.
Without having a dentist on scene.
Exactly.
Okay. What are the most frequent issues they see? I mean, I can imagine cavities are probably the most obvious thing, but I could be wrong.
Well, so you're right. So the most serious dental thing we see are large cavities and sometimes even abscesses, swellings, or the drainage of pus around a tooth. Those are the things we get worried about and provide case management services for immediate review. But we see a lot of cavities. We see a lot of poor oral hygiene, kids who haven't been instructed to brush and floss properly. So they have a lot of plaque with sugar bugs building up around their teeth that we know it may not have caused a cavity yet, but it's going to. It is an imminent threat to their health. And improving that oral hygiene, the brushing, the flossing is critical in the overall reduction of dental disease in our community.
Now, you said fillings are not provided from the Happy Smiles program, right? It's just a referral to another dentist?
That's correct. Dentistry is so equipment sensitive. We've got to have all this fancy, expensive tubing and drills and lights and chairs, and that's not very portable to school settings. But our chairs with our lights to look around and see what's going on, that is easy to do.
Now, what is also portable is brushes. I'm going to guess you give out lots and lots and lots of toothbrushes.
We are very generous with our toothbrush and floss distribution. Yes, we're trying to get those into the hands of every child we see.
Are there results that you can notice from visit to visit where if you're there and give out the brushes that the next time you show up there are fewer issues?
You know, the metrics that we follow are if that child has new dental disease or new fillings or sealants, we do keep track of their oral hygiene score. Is it fair? Is it poor? Is it good? And we can address that in a change over time. Sadly, the reality is that one dental intervention with a child during one day of school really, while it's valuable and does great work, it's not until parents and children and our community embraces the need for behavioral changes, both brushing and flossing, but also dietary changes. It takes more than just one tooth fairy coming to your class once a year to really change the heart of a six-year-old. It's important, and it starts the conversation, but it's not a magic bullet. It requires more work than that.
Now, the grant, the new $50,000 grant from the Oregon Community Foundation, does it allow any expansion, or is the program pretty much holding where it is now?
It does provide expansion, which we're really excited about. We're going to be able to get into three new schools, Patrick Elementary School, as well as Hanby and Scenic Middle School. And what's really exciting about going to the middle schools is the timing of when teeth come into the mouth. We're providing these dental sealants, which are a thin layer of resin that goes over the permanent molars down in the grooves, helps prevent cavities in those areas. Those permanent molars first come into the mouth around age 6. So we're getting those kindergartners, first graders, we're getting sealants on there. But our second molars don't come in behind those teeth until about age 12. So by then, the kids are out of the elementary schools, they're off to middle school. So now by getting into the two middle schools, we're going to get access to those second molars and be able to get sealants on those and further prevent dental disease in that very high-risk area.
All right. The Happy Smiles program from La Clinica will continue. You just heard from Tyler Scott, dentist and La Clinica's prevention and outreach director. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Very happy to be here. Thank you.